Calm. A storm is coming.
A ministry of Three Circle Church.
It is 8:23, 40 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're Lori DuBose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio for Community Contact. And good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
As always, thank you so much for your time here the second Wednesday following the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop.
Yes.
That's an informal gathering at the Nick Center, 9 a.m. And tell us what happened.
Well, I actually did not make the meeting yesterday, but I've got some really great notes. Yesterday was, we had a good turnout, as always. I mentioned the last time I was here that every month it seems that the crowd's getting bigger and bigger.
That's good.
So that's a really good thing. And then we're also kind of, it's related, but We're actually looking to do another location in addition to what we do monthly, another coffee with a cop, maybe at a local business. We've talked to Piggly Wiggly. That way we can do maybe an afternoon. One of the requests that we've been receiving is that, you know, we can't get there at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And, you know, we would like to participate and we would like to come and speak with you about, you know, different issues that we see that's going on in the community. And so we're going to be planning to do something like that in the very near future. And we'll be working with some of our local businesses to make that happen. But yesterday morning, one of the things that we wanted to start pretty early is a hurricane preparedness. And we discussed that with them at the Coffee with a Cop. You know, June's approaching. I mean, it'll be here before you know it.
Time's flying.
And we'll be right back into hurricane season. So we just kind of want to start putting that information out on Facebook, other social media, and start talking to our community about just getting ready for hurricane season.
Especially with so many newcomers.
Absolutely. So that was one of the topics that we talked about. You know, we've got arts and crafts coming up this weekend. It starts, we'll actually close the streets down 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Tomorrow, wow.
Yes, for move-in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it'll kick off Friday. We will be closing the streets for move-in at 5 o'clock. So the signs will be out. So just be mindful of your parking. We do not want to tow your vehicle. So just, you know, pay attention to those signs. We're expecting bad weather on Friday. We are watching the weather so that we can address any public safety issues. And we'll be working with the Arts and Crafts Committee to, you know, make any announcements that if we see something that, you know, that we may need to just change, we'll take care of that and get that out to everyone.
We're also working with the Foundation Committee. So anything that changes via you or them,
correct,
they will let us know immediately so we can announce it and post, because I understand it's a rain or shine event, but if it were to be dangerous or severe or a public safety threat, then that's a different story, right?
That absolutely. You know, in some of the past dates that, you know, years, we've had, you know, really strong winds that come through here and pick up those tents and move them. And so we want to just make sure that we're doing what we can to make sure that our public is safe. And also Spring Fever Chase is Saturday morning. The first race will begin at 8 o'clock at Fairhope and Bayview. And then they have a fun run right after that at 9:30. We just want to remind everybody to please be patient with us. We'll have officers at all of the intersections trying to get traffic through safely so that our runners can finish the race safely.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, you know, we do this every year, and it always seems that, and like you said earlier, we have a bunch of newcomers, and they may not be aware of that. That happens every year. So we just ask everybody to please be patient with us.
Is that the same situation weather-wise too, rain or shine, unless it's a threat?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. We're just going to keep an eye on the weather and pray for the best. I do believe, you know, I'm hoping that it's just going to be a slow, rainy day on Friday, and that it's not anything more than that. The other thing that we discussed at Coffee with a Cop is, and that I want to let everybody know about, is we have a community meeting that's coming up on Tuesday, March 21st. That's next Tuesday. From 6 o'clock to 7:30, it's going to be held at Fairhope High School Gymnasium. It is going to be bringing awareness to the dangers of fentanyl. We are seeing the rise of deaths that are fentanyl related. And it's not just in Baldwin County. I mean, it's nationwide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of drugs out there that can cause death, but this is the one that we're seeing more of right now.
And so, you're seeing it mixed in
correct.
With other things like marijuana.
Correct. Well, and you know, a lot of people are, you know, the marijuana thing is highly debated whether or not that's truly happening. But I know that what we're experiencing here in Fairhope with our officers are testing marijuana, that there is it's testing positive for fentanyl.
Wow.
Now, you know, that it still has to go to a lab over in Mobile for it to be processed and to verify that. But we are here, you know, when we're testing it, we're seeing it. You know, fentanyl is primarily distributed through fake pills. There's a lot of information about this out there, and a lot of it's kind of conflicting information. I mean, everybody has their own view of on this. But we've got a speaker who was highly recommended, and his name is Lieutenant Mike Reese. He is from Alabama Peace Officers Association, and he has it's a personal story as well as a law enforcement side. He's a retired law enforcement mm-hmm. officer, so he also he has a personal story to tell, and he's going to do it. And you know, he's got a 90-minute window of that he recommends that to be able to do this. So
is this for parents especially to be aware?
As well as
anyone.
It is open to the public.
Right.
Tuesday night. Again, 6:00, but Wednesday he's going to still be here. This is going to be just for the students at the high school.
Oh, good.
They're going to bring he along with a couple other speakers will be there Wednesday morning. I believe it's at 9 or 9:30. I'm not sure. I can't remember the exact time, but he's going to be talking to the juniors and seniors at the school. And so we're very excited to be able to bring this to our community. Awareness is the first step in getting this information out there. We want people to be safe. We want people to know that this drug is out there and that it is deadly. And
how deceiving it is.
Absolutely. I mean,
you don't know you've got it. You think you're buying something else.
That is correct. So we're asking everybody to join us for that. And
that's Tuesday night, Fairhope High School. What time?
6:00.
Okay. Very nice. Very
6:00.
Good.
So we're excited to have that. And I can't wait to see, you know, next month after we've had it, that we can discuss some of the things that came out of that and continue pushing out the, you know, that information, educating the public about the dangers. So this is an ongoing thing. It's not just a one-time thing. It's something that we're going to have to continuously mm-hmm. talk about and educate. And this is just the first step.
Very good.
So other than that, we went over our stats. I did not get these posted on Facebook, but I will get these posted today.
And we'll be glad to share it as well.
We did a little bit different format. It's the same, but we did do a little something different when we do post these. We put February 23 compared to February of 22. So a year ago, what did we look like? You know, are we, you know, do you see a huge increase in numbers? And we only did that for like the total calls of service. We did not do every single thing that we're going over. But for February, February stats, I'll do reports and arrests. So we had 19 harassment reports with one arrest. We had 20 domestic violence reports with 6 arrests, 2 burglaries, no arrest on those yet.
Were those home or businesses, or do you know?
I don't have it listed on here exactly, and nothing comes to mind right off the top of my head. We had 14 thefts with 4 arrests. We had 6 fraud identity theft reports that are still under investigation. We have not made any arrest on those. We had 49 drug arrests with 49 drug reports with 46 arrests.
And now, what are you running average a monthly on that?
So just compared to January, we had 52 reports. So it's about the same.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little down in February. We had 7 public intoxes with 7 arrests. Failure to appear, which is our courts, our warrants in court. We had 63 reports, 63 arrests. And again, that's always a big number. Last month, January, it was 78. So that's running about average. We had 16 DUIs with 16 arrests. Let's see. We had 3 leaving the scene of an accident. Those are still under investigation. We have not made any arrest on those. We had 2 alcohol under 21, the 2 arrests. 2 sex offenses, 1 arrest. One of those is still under investigation. We had 2 disorderly conduct with 2 arrests. 6 resisting arrest. 6 arrests. And then we had 4 breaking and entering of a vehicle. Again, those were not forced. Those were unlocked vehicles. Okay. And we have not made any arrest on those. And then we had 5 assault reports, and we have not made arrest on those. All right, so February totals, we had 1,982 calls for service compared to the 2,200 we had in January. So we're down just a little bit, but about the same.
And we did have a few short, 3 less days.
That's true, too. Yes. We had 196 reports with 237 offenses, 96 arrests total. And for our accidents, we had 76 accidents. That's a lot in 1 month.
That is.
8 with injuries and 8 private property. So, again, busy. And then, like I said, we compared this to back in February of 2022. So compared to our 1,982 February of 23, we had 1,796 calls for service in 22. So we're up just a little bit in that area, almost 200 calls just from a year difference.
From a year, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's going to come with growth.
And speaking of growth, the mayor and Council President Jay Robinson both mentioned that was a topic of discussion on the council work session of space.
Yes.
For the police department.
That is correct.
Due to legal problems, the Walmart space is not developed yet.
That is correct.
And they're looking at leasing a 7,000 square foot building on Greeno Road for mm-hmm. A police substation.
That is correct. Yes.
What's the progress on that?
We actually we're working with the person that we're doing the lease with. I spoke to him yesterday, and our attorney is working with his attorney to see if we can work out the agreement, just to make sure that everything is in order. It looks good. I've talked with council members, and then we mentioned it in the council meeting Monday night. It's something that we definitely, as a police department, need. Downtown, as you know, I mean, it's so busy. The traffic is crazy.
Hard to get in and out in a timely manner.
Well, right there where we're at, next to City Hall, mm-hmm. I mean, it is very difficult to get in and out. And when you've got all of downtown shut down for Mardi Gras, arts and crafts, stuff like that, we only have one way in and out of that building for our vehicles, and that's on the back side.
Mm-hmm.
And this will help us, you know, be able to respond to calls in a timely manner, especially when we're leaving from the station. It'll help there. But we also want to use it for our training. We run out of space, and we would like to do a lot more training. That is one of our major focal points that this year and last year, is being able to bring more training for our officers, not just for our department, but for our area, to be able to you know, be able to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to expand. But we did buy the Vertra, which was a $70,000 virtual simulator.
Oh yeah, the training program.
Right, mm-hmm. That we bought last year. And this will allow us the space to keep that up all the time and be able to utilize it more.
I'm imagining more of instead of a video game, it being more life size.
It is.
Like it's projection, yes. On the wall and walking into a scenario.
That
maybe?
Is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. It's it is a very, very nice simulator program that we have. So, but yes, we're looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll have more information on that at our next meeting.
Very good. I know that it was not a city incident that took place at a Bohemian park. It was a county job case, but were y'all involved in working that response?
No, we were not involved in that at all.
Okay.
We were notified of it because it's so close to our area, but mm-hmm. we were not involved in the response.
Okay. So you have nothing you can
I don't have any. Okay. Yeah, I don't have any of the details on that.
That's what I thought. That's not your jurisdiction. That was the Bowen County Sheriff's. Okay.
That is correct.
Well, thank you, Chief. Anything else that you want to mention? Mm-hmm. I know that we were talking off air. You'll have officers at every corner of the festival. You were going to mention.
Well, we have officers that will be working, our mm-hmm. our security and stuff downtown. But what I was discussing, or what I mentioned earlier, is the Spring Fever Chase.
Right.
We'll have a lot of officers, just about everybody. It's an all hands on deck because
okay.
it takes everybody to cover all those intersections.
And
so they'll be
I'll look for a map from your page
yes,
to share.
It is on there.
Okay, good.
It should be on there already.
Because it's through downtown, but it affects a couple of the neighborhood streets briefly too.
Yes,
right?
Down at the fruit and nut section
okay,
and
okay.
stuff. It's pretty big.
Well, we'll check it out. Hundreds of people participate in
yes,
that, don't they?
They do.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us the second Wednesday following the second Tuesday Coffee with a Cop. If you missed part of it or you'd like to tell a friend, we'll have it posted later on the website, WABF1480.com. It is now 8:39, and it has not warmed up. It's still sitting right at 39 to 40 degrees in downtown Fairhope. Let's check in now with Kenny in coastal traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, traffic volume heavy there. I-10 westbound on the Bayway near the Battleship Parkway exit into the Wallace Tunnel. Watch for a little slowdown there. The earlier slowdown, I-10 eastbound there past Rangeline Road is cleared. And Mobile Police still work an accident. Schillinger Road south at Westside Park Drive. South University of Airport, Senator Street at North Catherine, and Airport Boulevard at Schillinger Road south. Great rates and great service. Visit All In Credit Union to experience both, earn more on your deposits, and pay less for your loans, all while receiving financial service that is second to none. At All In Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. I'm Kenny.